Jeff, we're starting the report off talking about COVID-19, an update for the southwestern region of New Mexico. What can you share with us?
As expected, COVID numbers and test positivity rates are rising rather rapidly in the southwest region post-holidays here in the new year. According to the latest regional report from the New Mexico Department of Health, the southwest region, which of course includes Grant County, had a test positivity rate of 22% in the week ending December 31st. And statewide, the test positivity rate is currently sitting at about 25%. And this is, we're seeing basically the most rapid increase in test positivity rates, case counts, so far in the pandemic. And luckily so far, this is not reflected by an increase in hospitalizations. According to Gila Regional Medical Center's latest information, their COVID patient numbers have actually, they went down over the last couple of weeks. There are still COVID patients appearing at the emergency room in about the same numbers as the past month and a half, but fewer of them are being admitted to the hospital. So a good sign that maybe more people may be testing positive for COVID, but maybe not getting quite as sick.
What are health officials saying for folks in the region, what they should do to help slow the spread?
We haven't heard much information about how to slow the spread right now. I got to tell you, Anthony, I mean, things are basically business as usual, just from my observations, and that's what I'm hearing from other people, too. However, as listeners are aware, there are treatments available for COVID at this point in the pandemic. Unfortunately, and I just learned this Tuesday, according to the chairman of the Gila Regional Medical Center Governing Board, Alicia Edwards, the hospital is practically has no COVID treatments at this point because the two most effective treatments, the oral treatment Paxlovid and the infusion treatment Sotrovimab, are practically non-existent. Gila Regional is also advising folks who do test positive for COVID, have symptoms, and qualify for treatment to really contact their primary care provider and get orders to receive a monoclonal antibody treatment or Regeneron, Remdesivir, anything the hospital might have on hand because they just can't handle the influx of people at the emergency room seeking treatment. If you don't have a primary care physician, try an urgent care before seeking an infusion treatment or other treatment at the hospital.
Okay, Jeff, we'll keep updated with you on that, of course. I want to move on and talk about a former sheriff in Catron County facing fraud allegations from the state auditor.
That's right. We got a press release from the state auditor's office early last week that was very vague, just indicated that a former official in Catron County was suspected of what the auditor described as severe fraud. That includes embezzlement and other allegations. After speaking to Brian Cologne, the state auditor, he told us that abuse of power is also a part of this examination, as he called it, and the allegations his office has managed to substantiate enough that he referred the case to the New Mexico Attorney General. And the Daily Press spoke to several sources in Catron County who identified this official as former Sheriff Ian Fletcher, who resigned in June of last year, according to one source, quote, before we found everything. Fletcher, we've learned from numerous sources, is apparently working in the oil and gas industry at this point. We were unable to contact him, and the state auditor would not reveal how much money was at stake, how many years this has been going on, nor whether they had successfully interviewed Fletcher as a part of this investigation. So this is something to look for more coverage for in the future.
Okay, Jeff, thank you so much for the update, and we look forward to talking with you next week on the Silver City Report.
Thanks, Anthony.